It's time for another edition of Faith in Action. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio, 89.1 FM, and is heard several times each week here at 89.1 on your FM radio and at www.catholicradioindy.org on your computer. Now here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
Thank you, Ed. And before we get going on today's program, I'd like to ask each of you listeners to do something for Catholic Radio if you haven't already started to do this. Each time you search on the internet, would you please go to goodsearch.com, goodsearch.com, and there you'll be asked in a little box, who do you good search for? And if you put in Catholic Radio 89.1 FM, each and every time you search on the internet, Catholic Radio will actually get a penny. You don't have to do anything else. It doesn't cost you anything. And really, you'll be using the Yahoo search engine, but Yahoo will pay Catholic Radio a penny each and every time you search for anything on the internet if you first go to goodsearch.com, G-O-O-D-S-E-A-R-C-H, goodsearch.com. Type in Catholic Radio Indy, and every time you search, no matter what, for investments, travel, recipes, even the kids' homework, every time you search, Catholic Radio will get a penny. And if you could do that for us, we'd certainly appreciate it. Welcome to another edition of Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. And with me in the studio as a co-host today, again, is Jim Liston with the Catholic Business Exchange. And Jim, you brought a guest today that's no stranger to the Catholic Business Exchange at all.
Not at all. We're delighted to have as our guest today Mike Farrell. Mike has been a very integral part of Catholic Business Exchange. In fact, Mike heads up our book club at the Exchange, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to have him here today. So, Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
One of the things we try to do in Faith in Action is for the listeners to know who is the guest and what are their backgrounds and whatever. So I'm going to ask you to give us a little bit of your background, personal background, your family background. Tell us a little bit about your family, and also tell us what you do for a business.
Great. Thank you. Like Jim said, I was here in Indianapolis, live in the Westfield Parish, which is St. Maria Goretti. I grew up, though, in Greenfield, went to St. Michael's out in Greenfield, went to high school at Greenfield Central, went to Indiana University, and after that went to St. Minard Seminary down in southern Indiana. Studied there for about 4 years in the theology program. At that point in my discernment, I had the opportunity to take a year out to go for a missionary year. And the missionary year that I chose was to study with the Salesians of Don Bosco down in Ecuador's South America. Was down there for a year with the Salesians, helped with what they call the oratorios, which are the big playgrounds in the spirit of Don Bosco, which brings people in from the streets to come in and have a place to play that's safe, but also have an opportunity to learn about their faith through classes, through just being around priests and around good people. They also have the opportunity to teach them different trades, such as working with cars, working with bread, and other trades that people would find useful once they leave there. But I was there for about 4 years in Ecuador. At that point, I had come to the discernment that priesthood was not what I was being called to do, and ended up staying down there working full-time with the university, the Salesian University. Met my wife down there, who is now back here with me. We have four children with one on the way. I work currently. I own a company called Grandview Lending here in Indianapolis. We've been established for a couple years, about 2.5 years now. We've been going through the lending process, the ups and downs that we've had over the last years, but doing well. And with that, Jim has been kind enough to ask me to help look at the Catholic Book Club, which we've been having a lot of fun putting together and going through.
Let me fill in the listeners a little bit. What Mike's referring to is Each month, the Catholic Business Exchange meets for breakfast, networking, friendship, mass, and a great speaker over at the Northside Knights of Columbus. But one of the things that Mike has always brought to the meetings is he says, "Hey, have you ever seen this book? Have you ever read this book?" I would, you know, and he would jump up and tell everybody about a great book to read. And I, you know, I said, "Mike, why don't we just do a book club, and you can kind of be the quarterback of it and give us a good suggestion each month, and whether you read it or come up and sum it up together over coffee with people, or you just go to the library and or buy the book or whatever, let's give them a challenge of reading 10 or 11 good Catholic reads every year." And so, Mike, you've done a great job of setting the stage. We've been doing this now for about 3 months. And why don't you tell the listeners some of the books we've kind of read already, and maybe the title and the author, and a little bit about them, and then tell us what the future holds for us for 2009.
Sure. Really, the books that we've picked have been no other than just books that I've read just over the last few years recently. And when I say read books, a lot of them just been books on tapes that I listen to back and forth from work. The first one we started with was The Rhythm of Life by Matthew Kelly. And in many ways, the succession of books that we have been reading have been somewhat in the succession of how I've kind of grown closer to my own Catholic faith through these. And Rhythm of Life was one of those first books. It's by Matthew Kelly. He's been here a lot in Indianapolis area. He's done a lot with the high schools here in the area also. As a matter of fact, he has a program called The Thousand Friends, which he helps supports the local high schools to give them a way to bring themselves closer to God, so they're not at 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old trying to get back to God. So it's a way to encourage them to get connected with God from an early age. And through that is the rhythm of life, what he calls. And the four aspects of the rhythm of life, as Matthew Kelly says, is you have to have an ability to, first of all, to go into what he calls the classroom of silence, is just to spend time with God. If you do that, just do that each and every day, if that's 5 minutes, if that's just your prayer corner. The second thing is to establish good relationships and rekindle old relationships. Nothing, you know, ignites the heart and the spirit is then enkindling old relationships that you have. Third thing is exercise, which is probably the one that I have the hardest trouble incorporating in my life, is just doing something exercise. So that's 10, 15, 20 minutes a day. The last thing is reading a good book, and that's a lot of where the books that I've read since reading this first one has been. You know, Matthew Kelly states that, you know, if you want to change your life, you have to change your habits. And these four items that we have is about changing your habits. And you know, you are what you read, as he states very eloquently in the book. And so since then, he's challenged me to be able to do something different, change the habits that I have on my daily journey, and part of that's reading good books.
This is Faith in Action with Jim Liston and Jim Ganley. Our guest today is Mike Farrell, the president of Grandview Lending, who heads up the book club for the Catholic Business Exchange. Mike, tell us another read that we've went through, and some of the other ones for the future.
Sure. The second one that we read was The Lamb's Supper by Dr. Scott Hahn. Sure, many of you are familiar with Dr. Hahn. He is out of Steubenville, Ohio, but he has a lot of literature out there, a lot of tapes. He's a very good speaker. Matter of fact, one of the suppliers of his talks said this is the most widely listened to talk. Is The Conversion of Scott Hahn is the name of it. But in The Lamb's Supper, he talks about the relationship that the Book of Revelation has with the Eucharist, and how the Eucharist is the opening up of heaven's doors into our daily life through the celebrating the Eucharist. It's an interesting book in the way it puts it all together, especially from what we've heard, what we tend to hear about the book of Revelation just through our Protestant brothers. It puts it in perspective from a biblical, historical, from the early days of the church. So the Lamb's Supper is one of many books that Scott Hahn has, which does very well.
Now, what type of books do you anticipate reading? Will there be some fiction or some on theology or some more on kind of apologetics, kind of the nuts and bolts of the faith? What genre are you going to be looking at?
Sure. We open it up to the people that come to the book club, kind of what's out there. But some of the books that kind of have queued up to look at is one which is Left to Tell by Immaculée Ilibagiza. She was in the Rwanda crisis and has done some talks here in Indianapolis also. She just recently has a new book out that I'm reading or listening to called Led by Faith. So that's more of the easier read some. Mm-hmm. But then there's also some of the saint books that I think have been very influential, as The Imitation of Christ, The Way by Saint Jose Maria. There's other books just about morality that are out that are very good and very easy to read, and are all those questions that you wanted to ask your priest but maybe felt embarrassed to do so. And one of those is Christopher West's The Good News About Sex and Marriage. And it's to answer your honest questions about the Catholic teaching of birth control and sexuality.
Jim, excuse me, Mike, why don't you give us your phone number? Because some of the listeners out there were saying, well, we may not be able to come to Catholic Business Exchange early in the morning and stuff, but we'd love to know how we can kind of stay in touch with the book club and to get connected with it. So why don't you give us, this is Mike Farrell is our guest today on Faith in Action. Mike is the president of Grandview Lending. Mike, give us a good phone number for the listeners to call you with other questions.
Sure, I'd be happy to. The number that you can call me at to ask any questions or any would be 317-833-8143.
Why don't you repeat that for me?
Sure, it's 317-833-8143.
You know, as we go through the club, and I'll tell you, this has personally been great for me because we all have good intentions of reading books, and good intentions sometimes don't get done, so this has really put me on point, and it's been good. 3 months now, I've read a different book, and they've all been different. They've all been really wonderful. I got to tell a little story here. I go to the Carmel Library quite a bit, and sometimes they have books on sale out in the lobby and stuff, and one of them was The Complete Idiot's Guide to Catholicism. And being a cradle Catholic, I'll tell you, I've started perusing through that and stuff. You know, I better buy this and review some of the things that I've forgotten from 1955 to 1995. So, you know, it's not so much, it's the books you have are great, but like I say, there are so many opportunities, so many resources out there that I would just encourage the listeners out there to make it a kind of a pledge to themselves in 2009 to pick up one or two of these books and read them, and I think it'll really light your fire to do more. Jim?
Now, Mike, do you take suggestions? Do you have people come up to you at the meetings and say, man, I just read this book. It's great. You got to review this book or got to study this book.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, again, all I've done is taken the books that I've read that I've come across that I found enjoyable and it moved me to a different place spiritually. Open to any suggestions out there, because as Jim says, I mean, the Catholic Church has a treasure chest of literature out there to bring us closer to Jesus, and open to any suggestions that are out there.
Well, you ran down a couple of the books that you've already gone through. Is there one more that you hadn't touched on?
Sure, one book that I found very good for me personally is one book called from Marianne Butnick. It's Looking for Peace, Try Confession. You know, in an age where there's so many psychologists out there that we're encouraged to go to kind of settle down the wrestling heart. Confession and how she presents confession, that's really the key that I found, you know, to kind of settle down the anxieties that we have. Another one that we have is that we just got done finishing was The School of Suffering by Father Jim Willig. It was an excellent book about a priest here in Cincinnati that went through suffering, went through a terminal cancer, and the book, as was brought out, Jim, you mentioned the title of it kind of scared you at first. But it's, as somebody stated during when we were at the book club, you know, it's not a book about suffering, but it's a book how to live. And if you've had anybody experience any type of suffering, even suffering in your own life, it doesn't have to be terminal cancer. It's just those daily obstacles that you run into each and every day. The School of Suffering, the way Father Jim lays it out, really puts perspective to everything.
Now, you mentioned you're calling this a book club. Do you have particular places and times that you meet separate from Catholic Business Exchange?
Currently, we have one location, although we're looking for anybody that's willing to look at a second location. The location that meets currently is usually about the third Tuesday or Wednesday of each month at Panera Bread on 116th Street, usually from 7 in the morning to 8 in the morning. We're looking for others, and feel free to call me at 317-833-8143. We're looking for other people to step up perhaps and do one on the south side, because obviously the north side is not convenient to all.
Yeah, just for the listeners out there, one of the things for 2009 the Catholic Business Exchange is going to do, and you can go and click on www.catholicbusinessexchange.org. Here in the next few weeks, we'll actually have a link entitled Book Club where you can click on, and Mike's going to monitor that site. You'll be able to see which books we've already read and be able to print that off and go and find the book of your choice. And you can also see our future attractions. And I've asked Mike to kind of lay out the first 6 months of the next year on which books we're going to read in February, March, April, May, June, so that you have a head start and you're saying, gee, I can't read that in 2 or 3 weeks. But I want to comment on the suffering, the School of Suffering. That was a great read, and there was a local priest from Cincinnati who got the unfortunate news that he had a terminal illness. But I remember Mike in the book where the priest was saying basically that he felt he had done more good in the year and a half that he went through all of this the suffering and the terminal illness than he had in the previous 20 years being a priest. And that really stuck with me, that here was somebody that acknowledged to say people can learn from things that are misfortunes to others, and that he was basically felt he was serving God better in the place of being an example of how you handle what's thrown at you.
Yes, very. To be able to unite your suffering to the suffering of Christ, they say there's nothing. The only thing about suffering that's wasted is when it's not used to bring yourself closer to God, or to offer that up for somebody else that might be going through something.
Okay, and Mike, when you're not doing things with the book club and Catholic Business Exchange, you're in the lending business.
Yes.
What sort of lending do you do?
We do primarily residential lending. You probably have seen a lot of noise in the media about lending, about interest rates, about what's happening in lending. My take on it is all the loans that were out there, you know, previous to 2 years ago aren't out there anymore. But if people have good credit, people that have paid their bills, people that have, you know, there's still room for people with bruises on their credit to get loans. There's just more paperwork, more documentation needed to be done, which probably should have been needed prior to. But through the lending, it's previously, you know, maybe some strings got a little looser than they should have. Mm-hmm. But everything we've seen, it's, you know, loans are getting qualified. and then they're out there. So if you're in a position to better your situation, you know, call your local broker to maybe relook at your situation and see if you can better that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. If there's someone listening who his mortgage is in trouble or their financial situation is in trouble before foreclosure or something like that happens, what are some things people can do?
I would say the main thing always is to communicate with your lender. They need to know what's going on. They want a story to what's actually happening. And if they just see that your mortgage payment is going delinquent, but they have no story to back that up, things tend to go a lot quicker in the process of foreclosure. But if you call them up, be very transparent of what's actually going to, there's many, many avenues that the lender can do without incurring any type of cost to get yourself back on track.
Yeah, I think most people don't realize that the banks are not sitting out there greedily trying to get these homes back. They don't want the homes back.
That's the last thing they want is the homes back. They would rather have the interest made on the loans that was loaned out to the customer.
And while we have a mortgage expert in our studio here, I'm just going to ask you quickly about reverse mortgages. You hear them, and kind of the general perception is, gee, they sound too good to be true. And usually sometimes when people get that perception, they just kind of shy away from them. Mm. But are they a good deal for some people?
They're a good deal for some people. They're a loan that's meant for people that are over 65. Usually that's the benchmark, although you can get them a little bit sooner. They're meant for people that usually have less than 50% principal owed on their home. So they have a lot of equity in their home. And they're designed to be able to capture the equity in your home, use it in three different ways. You could use it as either a bulk payment to receive a bulk sum from the lender. You could actually do it and set it up almost like an equity line, in the sense that you can write checks from that amount that's available. Or you can just have it sitting there to be able to use at another time. The FHA is one of the, which they call the HECM loans. They're the biggest sponsor of reverse mortgages. And it was told to me, whether it's true or not, but it was told to me the president of FHA actually put his own mother into a reverse mortgage. Mm-hmm. So it's a good loan for the right circumstances.
Now, our program here is called Faith in Action. And where does faith fit into the mortgage business? I mean, several years ago, there were a lot of people in the business that probably didn't have quite enough faith to as much faith as they should have and didn't act accordingly. How does faith fit into your business? Mm-hmm. What part does it have?
That's a great question, because a lot of what we've seen out there is in any industry, without a moral compass, without something greater than just the law that's governing you, without that compass that's guiding you, anything could go. And I think that's what happened a lot in our industry, is there was a lot of people that had nobody else to answer to except the law that another man made. Without having that moral compass, without having that directional finder, to be able to see what's needed, see what's the right decision, and to do the right thing. Because in there's many opportunities to perhaps not do the right thing. And funny thing is, though, those when that happens, they just build on one at a time, and it gets bigger and bigger, and then pretty soon the company that's been gauging that has made a mountain out of something that shouldn't have been made in the first place.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. We just wanted to take advantage of your mortgage expertise there, Mike, and thank you for sharing that. We really wanted to talk about the book club at the Catholic Business Exchange. You mentioned some of the books that are coming up. When will you be starting the next book?
The next book will be announced at Catholic Business Exchange, which I believe is taking place
January 23rd.
January 23rd on Friday. It's Friday morning from 6:30 to, usually we get out of there around 8:30. But the book that we're going to be announcing for this time is going to be Left to Tell. and that's the with Immaculata Ilibigisa. It's a great book on forgiveness. A book, again, I mentioned earlier about the a lady who was in the Rwanda genocide, which killed over a million Rwandans. And she was in a, if I remember correctly, a 3x5 cell, 3x5 bathroom with 5 to 6 other women at that time, and cramped up for 90 days. And it's her story of forgiveness, even though the majority of her family, except a brother, have all died, how she was able to be given the gift of forgiveness and be left to tell about that forgiveness through Jesus Christ.
Okay, Jim, we might wrap up here in just the last minute or so of our show with when the next couple of Catholic business exchanges are going to be.
You bet. Well, for January, we have January 23rd is our regular meeting, followed by Tuesday evening, January 27th, we have a business after hours at Marion College. And for those listeners out there who want to know more, all you have to do is go to www.catholicbusinessexchange.org and learn more about us. But I want to thank Mike Farrell with Grandview Lending for being our guest today on Faith in Action. Mike, you're doing a great job for Catholic Business Exchange, for the book club, and we wish you well for 2009. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And just one last thing, just make sure all the time you spend in a car, feel free to buy those books on tape. You know, you spend an hour a day in the car going back and forth to work. And at the end of the week, you have 5 hours in, and usually that's enough to cover one book.
You've been listening to Faith in Action. If you have questions about anything that was covered on today's program, or would like to suggest a topic or guest for a future program, please give us a call at 317-870-8400. Faith in Action is a presentation of listener-supported Catholic Radio, 89.1 FM. If you'd like to join our family of Catholic Radio supporters, please give us a call. Our number again is 317-870-8400.